Written by Jam Franz. Luke didn't want to go down there again. He didn't like the cold or the dark. He wanted to be home with his mother as she read to him by candlelight near the warmth of the fire. Their small home wasn't much, but there was nowhere else in the world he'd rather have been. When they came to take him, his mother hugged him closely and whispered that she'd see him later that night. They'd finish their book once he returned home. She said the same thing every Christmas Eve, and every year they both acted as if it were true. It had been a tradition long before anyone in their small mountainside village could remember. The families on his side of town had to send their children down into the hole each Christmas Eve. It was necessary for prosperity, for our survival. That's what the people in charge that lived across town said. Luke didn't know the word prosperity, but he didn't need to know the definition to understand that it meant that every year, he had to go down, down into the earth, into the mine to be swallowed up by the darkness, hoping that the darkness was the only thing that swallowed him up that night. He did understand the word survival, though. It meant that it was someone else's family in tears on Christmas morning, a different classmate's whose desk would sit vacant in their small schoolhouse. Luke sometimes wondered if any of those families were secretly relieved that they had one less mouth to feed. Sometimes he hated those on the richer side of town, the ones that never sent their children down into the dark, never went hungry, especially on Christmas Day. His mother shushed him the first time he spoke those words out loud, but he knew she agreed. The year that it was his friend Tommy that never came back, Luke's mother just hugged him, told him that there was nothing anyone could do. He pictured Tommy's parents sitting in their home without him that morning, and would never forget the contrast of the celebration and feasting on the other side of town with the hushed grief of his own. He wasn't sure how feeding monsters down in the darkness helped their village. Luke's family and those around him seemed more worse off and more beaten down each year. His mother told him there weren't monsters down there. Monsters weren't real, but he didn't believe her. What happened each Christmas Eve was the subject of hushed whispers between adults and morbid games of children ever since he was old enough to play them. The kinds invented to keep the darkness just close enough. Something to soften the blow of an unescapable truth that's otherwise too much to bear. Luke's mother tried to keep a brave face. He was 10, meaning it was his final year. He'd made it through the prior four. He could make it through one last year, too. That's what she told him, at least. Tried not to focus on how, this year, there would only be 6 others down there with him. She tried not to think about how little she liked those odds. As the day approached, just like always, Luke had nightmares each night. He was pursued by something unseen that crawled down the tunnel so close behind him that he could hear it move along the ground, smell the scent of death lingering on it. In his dreams, he'd trip, or he just wasn't fast enough. Then the monster was on him with its lifeless eyes. Milky skin, more teeth than he would have time to count in his remaining moments. When Christmas Eve came, he and the others were lowered down. His palms began to sweat despite the stinging chill in the night air that only grew colder as they were swallowed up by the earth. Adrenaline pumped through his veins, helping him bury the fear, at least for a moment. The rules were very simple. They had to be for the younger ones to understand, after all. Once they stepped off the wobbly lift, all they had to do was avoid the monster until it took one of them. It always took only one. Eventually, when the hunt was complete, they'd hear a whistle and then line back up at the lift. Dirty, tired, devastated, but relieved they'd get to see the sunlight again. Rumor had it that one year, a boy just waited near the lift the whole time, perhaps thinking that the monster would take someone else, someone who had ventured deeper into the mines. He'd been wrong. Luke was the last one to leave the unsteady platform. By the time he did, the others had already taken off, running through the dark. He followed their lead, trying to do so cautiously, but quickly. He was able to catch up to some of them at least. At least he wasn't alone. Just like each year prior, his plan was to keep moving, to carefully traverse the winding tunnels until he heard the shrill whistle echoing through them. It happened so suddenly, maybe because he was lost in his thoughts, or maybe he was just unlucky. His foot slid into an unseen gap, and he felt a sharp pain in his ankle, and then his chin as he fell to the ground. Just like in his nightmares, the other children left him there. As much as he shouted after them through angry tears, he didn't really blame them. He understood. After all, hadn't he done the exact thing himself the past 4 Christmas Eves? He tried to ease his injured ankle out from under the heavy mining equipment his foot had become pinned under. As he lay alone in the pitch-black tunnel, he told himself he was making good progress. He wasn't just helplessly waiting for the nameless thing in the dark to come for him. When he felt a cold hand on his ankle, the good one, he couldn't stop the tears. A lamp was lit, illuminating the warm smile of the person holding it. They gently helped free his trapped foot. His tears quickly changed to those of relief. What had grabbed him wasn't a monster, it was a person. There were several people, and he recognized them from the few times they'd ventured from the richer part of town to his side. They'd come down here to save him. They laughed and smiled at each other, so he did too. One of them blew a whistle. He didn't think anything of it when they started to drag him away. Not to the elevator, to the other exit, closer to their side of town. He was too young to recognize the looks on their faces as they arose from the lift. The look of those that are fully aware that the things they do in the darkness will never be known in the light of day. He pictured them carrying him back home to his mother, where they'd finished that book after all. They'd both laughed together about how she was right the whole time. Monsters weren't real. But he'd never make it home to tell her. Because, of course they are. Thank you for listening. You can handle another horror story, right?